Miles Murphy is on his way to Yawny Valley. If you were to see Miles' face, you'd notice the scowl, notice the gloom, notice the way his face is pressed against the car window, and he looks like he's trying to escape. You'd notice the way he keeps sighing. That's 100 sighs today. "Miles, please stop sighing," Judy Murphy said from the driver's seat. "We're going to have a house now. Your room will be bigger, and you'll have a yard. We'll have a fresh start. So a smile would be nice." But Miles could not smile, because he was unhappy about moving to Yawny Valley. He was unhappy about saying goodbye to his friends, Carl and Ben. He was unhappy about saying goodbye to his old apartment in a pink building that was close to the ocean. He was unhappy about saying goodbye to his old bedroom, whose four walls and ceiling were plastered with maps that he'd tried to take with him, but were plastered so well they tore when he pulled them down. He shouldn't have plastered those maps so well. He was unhappy about saying goodbye to Max's Market, his trusted candy supplier. And he was unhappy about saying goodbye to his reputation as his school's biggest prankster, which he'd earned through years of hard work and brilliant thinking. Miles kept hoping they'd turn back and head home. But the car just kept going, and was even now passing a sign that said, "Yawny Valley, population 9,980. Come look at our cows." Chapter 3. It was well past midnight, and Miles paced around his new bedroom. It was too big. The walls were too white. There were boxes everywhere. He should have been asleep, but he was awake, because this room was all wrong, and the house was all wrong, and the yard was all wrong. Miles didn't care about big rooms or houses or yards. This wasn't a fresh start. It was a rotten start. He turned off the lamp that sat on a box and got back in bed. Miles couldn't sleep. Through the window of his old room, Miles would listen to the sound of waves crashing as he drifted off to slumber. Miles got out of bed and opened the window. Somewhere in the distance, a cow mooed. The air outside his old room smelled like the sea. This air smelled like cows. Today was a bad day, but tomorrow would be an even worse day. Tomorrow, he was starting his new school. Miles went to bed with a sense of dread. Chapter 4. Miles awoke with a sense of dread. He opened his eyes and stared at his blank ceiling. Last night, he dreamed it had all been a dream. And now he wished he were still dreaming. Miles shut his eyes tight. He tried to fall back asleep. But downstairs, he could hear his mother shuffling around the kitchen, preparing breakfast. Breakfast smelled like eggs and cows. Although that might have just been the cows. Miles ate his eggs. They tasted like dread. Although that might have just been the dread. The dread stayed with him on the car ride to Yawny Valley Science and Letters Academy. "Mom, what if I skipped this grade?" Miles said. "Lots of kids skip a grade. Then I could just spend this year working on projects. You know I have a lot of projects. This could be my project year."
"Miles, when you skip a grade, you don't get a year off. You just start the next grade."
"I know that, Mom. But if I did that, I'd be younger than all the rest of the kids. That wouldn't be good for my development. That's why I think my project year is such a good idea."
"You're not having a project year."
"Maybe I could take this year to travel. You know I've been wanting to see the world. They say traveling is the best education."
"No."
"Maybe I could take a sabbatical. Do you know what a sabbatical is, Mom?"
"Yes." "Do you know what a sabbatical is?"
"It's basically a project year."
"No."
They pulled up to the front of the school.
"Did you remember everything?" Judy asked.
Miles checked around him. He had his new backpack, his new